Sioux Narrows Nestor Fall. This week, the municipality officially opened the first phase of Nestor Fall's new bike trail network. It's a smaller trail built off of our existing Red Pine trails, said Community Development Officer Heather Gropp. It features three different loops on a beginner, intermediate and advanced level riding loop. So, it's a network that you can kind of go through and go over definitely for a few kilometers of trails. The municipality aims to present the new trail system as a place where they will be able to attract recreational enthusiasts from all walks of life, including biking competitions. The trail systems will also be groomed for year-round usage, instead of only seasonal. Gropp explained that the trail system was designed for the use of fat bikes and snowshoes. These are high-quality trials, she stated. I won't say what they're going to be certified, but for sure we'll be able to attract some of the larger competitions and events to these trails once they're a little bit further down the way. Gropp acknowledged the bike trail project has come with its challenges, particularly in securing funding. Phase 1 of the project cost $200,000, with 90% of the funding coming from the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation's Community Enhancement Program. The plan calls for 10 phases, but it really does depend on funding opportunities and how the project grows and expands, said Gropp. We are able to scale it based on the funding that we received. We hope to see a little bit more than what we received in this route, but you never know, we're able to kind of build and enhance as we go, Gropp added. Last week, the township of Sioux Narrows Nestor Fall opened up two new attractions in the community. The first was the grand opening of the $2.5 million four-season recreation designed by Winnipeg-based company Northern Sky Architecture Inc. and built by Jarnell Contracting Limited of Kenora. The possibilities for use of this new facility are extensive. We look forward to all of the new opportunities this facility will bring for both the permanent and seasonal residents of Sioux Narrows Nestor Falls. We are grateful to all of our funding partners who helped to make this a reality, stated Mayor Gail Black in a release. The 80 by 150-foot outdoor facility has three pickleball courts and two half-courts for basketball that can be used in the spring, fall, and summer seasons. During the winter, the facility is flooded to create an ice rink. Gropp said the recreation facility is fully protected from the elements as it is equipped with a dome over top to ensure events can take place all year round. Construction of the facility was done in two phases that took, just shy of 2 years, to complete, according to Gropp. The first phase consisted of pouring the concrete pad, installing the lights, and assembling the boards for the rink. The phase was funded through the Investing in Canada Infrastructure Program Community, Culture and Recreation Stream for over $1 million. Phase 2 was installing the cover over the facility, which was funded by FedNor, $630,000, and NOHFC, $630,000, with a municipal contribution of $140,000. Greg Rickford, MPP for Kenora, Rainy River spoke at the grand opening on October 11. He praised the federal government for coming together with the province to support the build of the recreational facility. Increasingly, northern communities are looking for multi-use recreational facilities that can be enjoyed by people of all ages, year-round and for a number of purposes, said Rickford.